Why Water Baptism, Bar 27. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana Assembly. Should you require any of the books which I've written or have a question, please contact us at 0722-367-124. That's on the international code plus 27. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small numbers. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are most welcome. I urge you to go to part one of the study. Start from the beginning. We have missed quite a bit of information already. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notifications. And please share this link with your friends and your family and everybody that you know. You also need to make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, as well as a pen and paper. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Our heading is Why Water Baptism, the Spiritual Funeral. This is actually what happens when one is baptized. It becomes a spiritual funeral where the old person of sin is buried and the new person in Yahushua has arose in Yahushua. What a blessing. That's just my clock. It just fell down the table, but it doesn't matter. So, does it matter in which name I'm about to be immersed? Yesterday morning, we took note of quite a bit of information that has an impact on being immersed in the right name. Now we are going to read a scripture in the Old Testament in Proverbs 30 verse 4, but I need you to pay attention to what this scripture says, because it's going to make a certain statement which is actually life-changing. Hallelujah. Proverbs 30 verse 4. Now, on the end of every one of the questions, I'm going to put a title in brackets on the end of it so that we can understand who is saying what to who. Who has ascended, that's Proverbs 30 verse 4. Who has ascended into heaven or descend? What would you say? In brackets, the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. So I want to use the title, the Father, who has gathered the winds in his fist. In brackets, the Father, who has bound the waters in his garment. In brackets, the Father, who has established all the ends of the earth. In brackets, the Father. Now, understanding the title Father, we realize he's referring then to the Creator of heaven and earth. Now, Proverbs 30 verse 4 continues to say, I just want to read the last phrase. Who has established the end of the earth? The Father. Now it's asking a question. What is his name? Because the brackets when I say Father is not a name. Father is not a name. It's a name word. I'm a father. I have children. You most probably are a father or a mother. I can use even the title mother. Doesn't matter. But father and mother and son and uncle and nephew and niece is not a name. It's a title. It's referring to somebody. Now, the Bible is in Proverbs 30 verse 4 is asking a question. What is his name? What is the Father's name? What would you say is his name? You can't tell me his name is Father. Because the word Father is referring to somebody who has become a father. Somebody who is childless can't say he's a father. It's impossible. He doesn't have children. He doesn't have proof that he's a father. But every man that has children, or had even children, to him can be referred as a father. Easy to understand. Now it says, what is his name? The father's name. And what is the name of his son? He doesn't say that the son's name is son. It's not what he says. He says, what is his name, the father's name, and what is the name of his sons? So what's the name of the creator of heaven and earth, son? What is his name? It's easy to understand. It's common, plain English. What is his name, the father's name, and what is the name of his son? What happens here? The scripture wants to know, what is the name of the Creator's Son? If you can tell, do you know it? If you can tell, I want to ask you as a participator in the study, do you know the Father's Son? Or do you know the Father's name? Do you know the Son's name? Oh, the son's name is Jesus. Yeah, but the name Jesus never existed up to the 16th century. 1524 to be exactly. Then the letter J was created in order to create the name Jesus. Before, there was never a letter J. What is his name, the father's name? And what is the name of his son, if you can tell? Why does it say if you can tell? Because it's not everybody that knows his name. Even centuries and centuries, hundreds of centuries, before the birth of Yahushua, already the Father knew that through Bible translations, his name and his son's name would be blotted out from the original manuscripts. From the original Bibles, between 100 and 127 AY after Yahushua, when the Roman Catholic Church created the four Gospels, they changed the name from Yaffa, the Father's name, to Theos and Kyrios, which means God, which is Bible names, which is Ra, Zeus, the sun gods, Nimrod. And the son's name would be changed to Isis, the sun god. And for 1,500 years, the Roman Catholic will practice in the name of Isis. Only in the 16th century, the letter J was created and the name was changed from Isis to Jesus. Still sun god. And that's why he asked a question. King Solomon asked a question in Proverbs 30. King Solomon, he had all the wisdom. So Yahweh gave him the wisdom to ask the question, what is the father's name? Not title father. And what is the son's name? Not title son. If thou knowest. And through Bible translations and manuscripts, changes and alterations and reviews, the original names were blocked out, were taken away, to such an extent that people today are willing to die for the name of Jesus and God and Christ and Lord. I was in the same position till about 12 years ago. I was prepared to die for the name Jesus, the name Yahweh, God's name, because that's what we were taught. That was what we understood his names were, not knowing that it is Babylonian names. What is his name, and what is the name of his son, if I can tell? It is surely not God, Lord, Jehovah, Jesus, Yahweh, or any other pagan name. My question is the same as in Proverbs 30 verse 4. What is his name then? See, that is why this is so important for us to know the name of Yahushua. That is why Paul re-immersed people who were not immersed in the name of Yahushua, Acts 19, verse 1 to 6. Because they didn't know the name Yahushua. They were immersed with the emission of John's, the immerser's baptism. This is a very important scripture, Proverbs 30 verse 4. And I want you to make your own study on that. And you must study it till it infiltrates your brain, your whole being, not just your mind or brain, but your whole being. What is his name, the Father's name? And what is the name of his Son? And it's not to say, it's not a shame to say, I don't know. The church has never taught us. Instead, they avoid the revelation name. Even today, in this 21st century, they try to avoid the revelation names of Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. But Father Yahweh has got a way in bringing the revelation truth to the fore, in order for us to understand in this modern age, as the disciples did 2,000 years ago, as King Solomon and King David did in those years. Many and many years, centuries and centuries before Yahushua walked the earth. Is it essential? Is there a need to know in what name? It's essential to be immersed in the right name. Because if I get married, when I take the ring, when I put on the garment, the wedding garment, I don't want to be married in the name of somebody else, except the person that I love. I don't want somebody else's name. I want the person that I fell in love with. There's a chorus that we sang many, many, many years ago. I fell in love with the Nazarene, Yahushua. I fell in love with him. What a privilege. What a privilege to know him by his name. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm also busy with a study currently in English. What is your God's name? If you haven't participated in it yet, please do start with What is Your God's Name, Part 1. Walk with me through the study. It's going to be about whatever time. It's going to be quite a long time. To come to the Revelation Scriptures. There we use every Scripture. And for us to understand what Proverbs 30 verse 4 is actually asking, what is the Father's name? And what is the name of the Son, if thou knowest? Now we are going to come to the Scriptures and study a couple of Scriptures concerning the name of the Father and of the Son. In John 14, Yahushua says, I've come in the name of my Father. No, he says, I've inherited the name of my Father. Now, I've said it before, if I'm the professor, but if I tell you that my name is Hannes, and I've inherited my Father's name, then my Father's name can't be Peter. It surely has to be Hannes also. Because I have inherited my Father's name. Now, if his name is Jesus, like in the 1611 King James and all the English Bibles from the time of Protestantism, then surely the Father's name must be Jesus something. Am I right? Because he's inherited his Father's name. Now, as I explained to you already, that it is impossible that his name could have been Jesus 2,000 years ago. Because the letter J did not exist. I'm sure you must have by this time already went and do your own research or done your own research on internet, and you should have found that the name, the letter J, never exists up to 1524. Never. Then only was the letter J created in order to create the name Jesus. So if I go to back to Acts, I think it's Acts 10, where Saul was walking the Damascus road, and suddenly a bright light shined on him, and his voice said, "Saul, Saul, why have thou forsaken me?" And what does he say? Jesus. He couldn't have said Jesus, because the Bible says the voice spoke to him in a Hebrew word, in a Hebrew tongue. Not in English. Jesus is a Greek word, a name, Greek name. It's an English name. It's not a Hebrew name. I hear all these rabbis in Israel, they talk about Jesus and Jesus. They don't even know that it's not a Hebrew name. But that's modern Hebrew. And everybody today wants to function in the modern Hebrew. That's why it's so important to get the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1860, not the Emphasis, 1902 version. And this voice spoke to him. And he says, "I am Yahushua, who thou hast persecuted." Well, I am who? Couldn't have said Jesus. He spoke in the Hebrew name. Now, yeah, time has caught up with us. Tomorrow morning we're going to study some scriptures to reveal what Proverbs 30 verse 4 has asked in a question. What is his name, and what is the name of his son, if thou knowest? Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.